Coakley's office made the recommendation in a brief filed Tuesday with the Department of Public Utilities, which has the authority to impose the fine. Coakley said NSTAR failed to identify the projected severity of both storms, failed to communicate effectively with customers and municipalities, and failed to respond to public safety calls about downed wires. NSTAR Electric President Werner Schweiger is disputing the recommendation, saying the company was one of the first investor-owned utilities to restore power to its customers in both storms and was able to send crews to help other utilities during the October snowstorm. Ian Pickus, WAMC News.